Hi, I'm Dr. Harnett, your Africa business coach online and offline. It's wonderful that you tuned in. I assist ambitious and heart-centered entrepreneurs and business owners, or those who want to become such, from the diaspora with fast market entry in Africa. I share strategies, action steps, and rare insights that immediately empower you to take leaps. I will share with you which business models work best for the diaspora and help you build your network in Africa. And today I want to share some of my best kept secrets with you. But before I get started, I want you to please get rid of all the distraction and listen closely. And when you have done so, please just pause for a while and take in what I want to tell you right now. I think it's so important. I want you to understand, really understand, one important thing that took even me some time to really grasp, and that is the following. Africa provides ample opportunity, huge opportunity, for people like you and me to create wealth, freedom, and a fulfilling lifestyle on so many counts, while you contribute towards the continent's development and significantly impact on the lives of people in Africa at the same time. I mean, what a power combination and rare gift to be given in life. Don't ignore it or easily let it go. Give it at least some well-deserved attention and thought every day. It may take you some time until this really sinks in, because believe me, when it does, you just want to go for it. Allow me to share two quotes of the great late Nelson Mandela. These are my favorite quotes because I really believe there's so much power in their short message. And they beautifully demonstrate what I'm trying to convey to you. And here it goes. This is what Mandela said and what we can apply to different stages in our life, especially when we think about doing business in Africa. It says, "There is no passion to be found playing small in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living." And I'll say it again because it's so powerful. There is no passion to be found playing small in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. And here's maybe a less aspiring truth, but possibly a wake-up call. This is Africa's time, and we as Africans, the African diaspora at large, and friends of Africa, if we don't step in, others who do not care about our continent or who care far less will. Indeed, it's already happening. Do we really want to sit back as spectators when it comes to Africa? Or even start complaining that others are making the most of it? Or are we ready to step in? You see, this is not about giving back to the continent as some kind of charitable act. It is about contributing to a new chapter of Africa's future and living up to that, while leaving a legacy for ourselves, our family. And it's also about receiving, because you will be amazed how much Africa will be able to give back to you when you do show up. I believe getting involved with Africa's emerging markets and contributing towards our continent's future while creating a life that is truly meant for you, tapping into your unlocked potential as a human being, is not just a good thing to do. It's a calling, a gift to our generation and all those of us who want to break out of being average, being comfortably content at best, and living a life that does not really serve our deepest longings, nor our children or the world. I truly believe this is what doing business in Africa can all be about if you choose it to be that. I chose it to be that, and it's just amazing. And if you know that this is what you want, or at least you're ready to explore, then it's time you take action. And I want to show you how. This is why I put this course together, this mini course. And I want to break it all down for you so you can easily grasp what it takes to do business in Africa or with Africa's emerging markets or invest there. I want to share the 6 best business models for the diaspora and let you know how you can follow your favorite one pretty much step by step. So this is my mini course. It's a first introduction into your journey. Oh, and let me make one thing clear right here, because I actually think it's quite important. No, you don't have to relocate to Africa if you're not ready, nor do you need a huge amount of capital to get things off the ground if you simply don't have that. In fact, when I interact with my trainees and clients, I work with them on finding their personal alignment. And this means that your personal circumstance and the business model you choose need to align with each other to a significant extent, so you can remain motivated to take action because you feel it's within your reach and it's doable. So this is very important. But let's get started. I want to introduce you to the very first option out of our six business models that I will be presenting during my three-part mini course. So here's the first. The first one is start a business on the ground. And maybe that's the most obvious one or the one that you have been thinking about. This is for you if you're planning to either relocate to Africa or you still want to keep your residence abroad, but you don't mind the frequent traveling between the continent and your home base. Starting a business in Africa on the ground is probably the most challenging, I would say, but also the most rewarding avenue you can take when you plan to get engaged in Africa's economic development. And this business model really requires that you do have some time at hand, you know, time to travel and go there and get things started. You will need some startup capital, at least, not a big amount, but some of it is needed, and a strong vision in hand to drive you forward. The challenges are not only to be found on the ground in Africa, actually, but also very much in the orientation and planning phase, since you have to navigate through a large number of countries, industries, and viable business models. So you need to make the right selection. You will need to understand risk, the opportunities, and local business regulations in order to make informed decisions. You will need to learn how to find reliable and professional partners in Africa, how to set up and manage operations, and how to market and sell the right way. With that in mind, it seems like a huge investment of your time and money to even get anything off the ground. And well, I know it sounds like a huge task at hand, but you will be amazed how quickly the complexity of it all can actually be simplified. So you can take decisive steps while cutting down time, risk, and related costs when starting your business in Africa on the ground. And that's also something I teach very extensively how to do it. And I really want to ask you, I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if I told you that you can get your head around it all and get started in 6 months or less? At the end of this audio series, I will let you know how you can do exactly that, either on your own or with my help if you prefer. But let me give you some insights right now, right here, into the steps that will cut down time, risk, and related cost for you when planning to do business in Africa on the ground. Step number one. Well, you need to start with industry selection. You know, there's a mistake many do that they start just with an idea or a market selection. But you need to start with your industry selection. And this is really important because your industry will be the best guide when selecting your best market. I'm surprised how many people are actually saying something like, you know, I want to start a business in Liberia, or do you have some tips for me setting up a business in Angola, or I'm planning to get this started in Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. And when I work with clients, train people at our business boot camps, our Africa business boot camps, or exchange emails with members of our Africa business jumpstart community, I don't usually get back with an answer straight away. Instead, I usually ask something along these lines. Great to hear about your enthusiasm and ambition to get something started in, you know, whatever market. May I ask you on which basis you opted for that particular market? And you see, here's what I get back most of the time. Something like, oh, it's where I'm from, or I have a friend there who invited me to work on this together, or I visited a few months ago and I really liked the place, so I thought it would be nice to start something there. Or, I have a contact in government there. I met him at a conference and he said he would be happy to assist me. Well, now the answers don't surprise me anymore because I got used to them. And I'm not discussing this here to patronize anyone, but to raise awareness about one fact that does not serve you nor Africa. And that is, there is a lot of emotional decision-making going on, a lot. And as a result, we see many who are embarking on the journey making uninformed decisions and being left disappointed. A significant number of us have even lost a lot of money and time in the process. So if you're a member of the diaspora, or a friend of Africa listening to this, you can in most cases really be flexible where in Africa to get started. It is absolutely up to you. And most people I work with in the diaspora actually say so. well, I'm actually flexible. Yet they quickly choose a market and dive in without realizing how much risk ratio and how much opportunity ratio that market or country holds in general and for their particular industry of interest, of course. Now, here's what I teach, but what most people, including Africa business owners and experts, are widely unaware of, or at least you never hear them talk about it, and that is to know the risk opportunity ratio of an African market. And I want to say it again, the risk opportunity ratio of an African market before you get started. And by the way, when I say markets, I always mean countries. So let me explain. You see, there are high risk markets and there are low risk markets in Africa. And there are high opportunity and low opportunity markets on the continent. You should choose the location for your Africa business based on assessing the risk opportunity ratio of that market. Because when basing your choices on personal preferences, for example, you tend to overlook risk and overestimate the opportunity. So the most favorable business environment for you exists in the low risk, high opportunity category. That's the best category, low risk, high opportunity. And the worst environments exist in high risk, low opportunity markets. You want to stay away from those if you can, or at least be aware that you are entering a territory that will most definitely raise risk, time, and related costs for you. So what is there to do for you? If you can be flexible in your market selection in order to increase your success potential in Africa, I would really say be flexible. I mean, it will really, really serve you. It will have a lot of benefits, especially if you are a first entrant into Africa or you're new to doing business. So one of the best advice I can give you when you want to start your business in Africa on the ground is to get started in a low risk, high opportunity market. It will almost always save you a lot of time, money, and stress when getting started. And of course, there are many other things you need to consider to get started successfully on the ground in Africa. And this is something I extensively teach in my Africa Business Bootcamp. But that one, you know, that runs for 2 days. So I cannot possibly cover it all in this short mini course, where I really just want to stress on the 6 business concepts that are best for the diaspora. So you can choose the one that's best for yourself. You know, it's a starting point and then you can take it from there. But before I move to the second concept for the Africa diaspora, I want to give you one more gold nugget for this first one, for the getting started on the ground. And that's the following advice: to take a demand-driven business approach. To understand this is really worth gold, and it will save you a lot of time. So you have probably heard the saying that someone has become rich because he had a $1 million business idea. Something unique that has not been out there so far. And someone came up with this genius product or plan and implemented it. And kind of bang, you know, success beyond measure. But there is something else I teach my students and clients. You really don't need an amazing or unique idea in Africa to stand out or to earn millions. Your best bet, in fact, is often quite the opposite. You should look at the local needs and problems in a given target market or country and meet them. There are needs and problems everywhere, and this is precisely why Africa today is a pool of opportunity. Because you have economic growth, people with more spending power, and a skyrocketing consumer demand, and a huge area of challenges that need to be met. So this means that you will become successful when you provide a solution or a better solution to the one already out there. And that's the approach to take. So the needs out there in Africa or the challenges, things people want, is often quite basic. And, you know, it's best to meet that. So again, what to do? Every single need or problem provides an opportunity for you and can potentially be turned into a $1 million business. It's actually that simple. This is how Africa works at the moment across countries, across industries, and you need to be aware of that and maybe change your approach. Look out for the needs in your market. Look out for a particular need that is being repeatedly mentioned, for example. Because your best bet to starting a lucrative business in Africa fast is to take a clear demand-driven approach meeting that need or that challenge. So this is it for the first part in my mini training audio series to help you do business in Africa the right way. And I really hope you enjoyed listening to the audio and that you got some value out of the insights I provided. And as promised, I will send two more audio trainings to you. I will send them to you by email over the next couple of days. So make sure you check your inbox not to miss them. And I just want to give you some heads up. In the next training audio, I will explain how you can export African goods to wherever you're based. And then also about how you can invest in an existing local company in Africa. And we will cover one more. And I also want to let you know again that I won't just leave you hanging there in the end. In my very last audio training, I will give you the exact three steps you can take to get this all started on your own or with my help if you wish in less than 6 months. Yes, it's absolutely possible. So I wish you a wonderful day or evening, and I'll talk to you in the next training.